All right, listeners, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Uh-huh. Like that attitude. Today, we're going to really unpack the evolution of IoT platforms.
Okay.
Specifically for industrial use.
Yeah.
And to help us with this fascinating topic, we've got the evolution of IoT platforms for industrial use to guide our conversation today.
Sounds good.
So, you know, just to set the scene for our listeners.
Yeah.
We're all kind of curious, right? How have these platforms that are kind of the brains behind so much in the industrial world, how have they changed and adapted over time?
Right.
And what's that meant for businesses? So let's get into it.
Yeah, definitely. So this source, it really lays out, I think, a really clear picture of how these platforms have transformed.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the most fascinating thing is how they've gone from simply, you know, just collecting data.
Right.
To actually being able to analyze it and learn from it and make decisions based on it.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah. That's a huge leap. Like, I'm thinking about, you know, my smart thermostat at home. It's collecting data all the time about the temperature.
Right.
But it's not really doing anything with that data except for, like, turning the heat on or off.
Exactly. That's what the early platforms were like. But now we're talking about platforms that can predict.
Okay.
Things like when a machine might break down.
Wow.
Before it even happens.
Oh, wow.
So companies can avoid costly downtime.
So it's like preventative maintenance.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Right.
And that can save companies millions of dollars.
Millions. That's got to be music to any business owner's ears.
Definitely.
Okay, so that sounds super impressive, but also like a ton of information to handle.
It is.
How are businesses even keeping up with all that data?
Well, that's another area where these platforms have evolved.
Okay.
They've become incredibly powerful at handling massive amounts of data.
Wow.
And making sense of it all in real time.
It's like having a supercomputer on your side.
It really is. They're like super-powered analysts working 24/7.
That's wild. Okay, so this evolution that we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a huge shift.
It is.
What really sparked it?
Well, the source points to a couple of key drivers.
Okay.
One is the increasing need for real-time insights.
Right.
Businesses need to be able to make decisions quickly in response to changing conditions.
Makes sense.
And the other big driver is the need for flexibility.
Okay.
You know, industrial environments are constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So platforms have had to become more adaptable.
So it's not just about connecting devices anymore.
No, it's about using that connectivity to gain insights.
Right.
And make smarter decisions.
Okay. So that's a lot about the why of this evolution.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the how.
All right.
What are some of the specific advancements that have come about?
Well, one really exciting development is edge computing.
Edge computing. I've heard that term, but I don't fully get it.
So basically, instead of sending all the data to the cloud to be processed, edge computing allows data to be processed right there on the factory floor.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. It allows for much faster decision-making and responses.
So they're bringing the processing power closer to the action.
Exactly.
Interesting. And I imagine that's got to be a big advantage in time-sensitive situations.
Absolutely. Any delay in processing can have significant consequences in an industrial setting.
Right. Okay. So we've got the need for insights, the need for flexibility. We've got edge computing, all these advancements. But I got to ask about the security aspect of all this.
Right.
Because more connectivity.
Yeah.
That has to open up new vulnerabilities.
You're absolutely right. And the source does address that.
Okay, good.
As these systems become more interconnected, security becomes absolutely paramount.
Right.
So the evolution of these platforms also includes developing really robust security measures.
Okay, so it's not just about efficiency and insights. It's also about trust and safety.
Exactly. It's about creating a secure and reliable ecosystem where industries can actually thrive.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But the big question on everyone's mind, I think, is where do we go from here?
Right.
What's next in this evolution?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
But I think if we look at the trends, we can start to imagine some possibilities.
Okay.
You know, we might see even more automation, even more personalized production.
Wow.
Maybe even entirely new business models emerging.
It's like we're on the cusp of a whole new industrial revolution.
I think we are.
That's incredible. Well, this deep dive has been so eye-opening.
It has. It
really makes you think about the future of industries.
Definitely.
And I encourage all our listeners to consider how this evolution might impact their own work or their own areas of interest.
Absolutely.
Who knows what exciting developments are just around the corner.
Exciting times.
And that's your deep dive for today. Until next time.
See you then.